We were just married when the Pope arrived. We were a few years married, and we brought our child down to the end of the road to see him passing by from the airport. I think he drove by from the airport in the mobile thing.
Where was this?
It was in Dublin. We were in Drumcondra, and we were living near Bain's Bridge, and with a small child, and we hadn't got a car, so we wouldn't go to, I wouldn't go to the park, I wouldn't bring a small child to the park, you know, a million people went to the park.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't bring it, we wouldn't have done that, you know. So the only chance we got to see him was when he passed by the end of the road. It was very, very moving, kind of, I thought. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Actually, it was nice. A very good experience, you know.
Yeah.
I think our son would have been, year was it, 78 or something?
79, I think it was.
79?
Yeah, because
yeah.
I wasn't married at the time, and I got married the next year, 80.
So our baby would have been a few months old.
Yeah.
And we brought him down. The streets were thronged.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just barely move. You know, that was Dorset Street. It wasn't like as if it was in the O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
Miles away from things.
I went to see him in the park, and it was actually moving because, like, my husband is from Inchicore, so we lived in Savage, so we drove in there and parked and walked to the park, which is only around the corner. But the airplane circled the park, and it was so emotional.
Mm.
And, all the country people were up, and they had their flasks, their food. And of course, we were only across the road, and we had no food, and everybody fed us. And then I was talking to a neighbour, he's in his 80s, and he constructed, you know, the building where the Pope said the Mass, you know,
yeah.
It was just kind of, just a roof on it in case it rained, but he said he constructed that, and the whole time he was afraid it would be windy, he was afraid the roof would blow off when the Pope was saying Mass there.
Yeah. There was a major thing in folding chairs, there was a major business in folding chairs, somebody made a fortune.
They would have, yeah.
Yeah, folding chairs. A million people going to the park and nobody would have to sit on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these tiny chairs that, I remember that there was a bit of a, somebody made an absolute killing on the thing. Imported them from China or something like that. Sold them £4, made an absolute mint.
And do you have any kind of memory of like seeing the...
Oh, the Pope, because...
From a distance, say?
Maybe to the end of... The roof, not this roof here, this immediate roof. You passed,
10 meters away.
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah. He passed by, and it was. I am religious, and I actually did go to see his tomb in Rome.
Yeah, it was very. He was when he passed us by. He was about only for about 5 or 6 meters away because he was in the middle of the road and we were on the pathway. So on Dorset Street, that would have been the width of a couple of lanes of traffic, you know. So.
Yeah.
That was great to see him, you know. Even though it was last only for a few seconds, you know, it was really exciting. And we were trying to tell our, I don't know, it must have been 6 months old child, look, you know.
At least he can say now, he was there when he's doing one of these classes.
Yeah. You'd want to see him today. We're lifting him up, you know, we're holding him up so the Pope could see him. And it was
yeah.
Fun, very funny.